hearts go astray, leaving hurt when they go. I went away just when you needed me so. Thank you.
so hard living with the things you do to me. Oh, my things are getting so strange. I like to tell you everything I see.
One.
Oh, yeah, it was like lightning. Everybody was frightening. And the music was soothing. And they all started grooving.
Yeah.
And the man at the back said, everyone attack. And he turned into a ballroom blitz. And the girl in the corner said, boy, I want the money. And he turned into a ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz.
Touching nothing's all I ever do. Oh, I softly call you over. When you appear, there's nothing left for you. Uh-huh.
Now the man at the back is ready to crack as he raises his hands to the sky. And the girl in the corner is everyone's one. She could kill you with a wink of her eye.
Oh, yeah! It was electric!
Jen Foster, special guest.
Yay!
Oh, so
and we're here with Steve Vaughn, special guest.
Yay! We did this all once before.
Two.
What?
It was just another dimension.
Yeah, that never happened.
That was gonna never, yeah.
Mm.
For the purpose.
I hope it's the same dimension that
TV Land.
The hobo with a shotgun takes place in.
That's true. That's a great. Yeah.
I don't ever want to be in that.
That place. Was a great time and place. I'd fit right in.
So we started that off with this today off with
Everlasting Love.
Everlasting Love by Robert Knight.
Right.
We heard we heard Creedence Clearwater Revival with Have You Ever Seen the Rain? And because it's raining out. And after that we heard Feel by Big Star. And then we heard Ballroom Blitz by Wayne's World Band.
Right.
And
band that we don't know.
I misplaced their name. so fuck it. But we're going to have a great show today with your special guests, guys.
It's fantastic.
It's going to be jam-packed.
Dude, is there a ghost in here?
Jam-packed. Might be.
Did you hear that? And it sounded like my keys, didn't it?
We should hire. It did sound like your keys. Well,
where was it?
It was right over here somewhere.
I think my keys just magically appeared due to a ghost.
That'd be crazy.
And we caught it on EVP.
Yo.
Yo.
Ow! Oh, wow. He just smacked us.
Are we still on the
Maybe. Yeah, we are.
I hope no one saw that.
How did they see it? All right, this is Magic Sunday. Stay tuned.
My chocolate star. I've had a few, but
the distractions going on elsewhere. What might happen? Something's up ahead. Hey, should I keep this same direction or go back instead? I keep hearing footsteps, baby, in the dark. Stop walking.
Oh,
Hey, we're back. Welcome back to us.
What's up?
Hey, what's up, John?
Hello.
How's everybody feeling after that set of music?
I'm doing good.
What did we just hear?
What did we just hear? A lot.
We just heard Sonic Infusion by Mudhoney. It was a big, long, rockin' song of theirs. Before that, we heard Stooges with Give Me Your Skin, or Give Me Some Skin.
Give me some skin.
Give Me Some Skin.
Latin skins.
Give me your skin.
That's what it is? Give Me Your Skin? I don't remember. Give Me Some Skin.
Cool. And then?
And before that, we heard Off the Grid by Beastie Boys. An instrumental that Jen suggested. Thanks for that. It was cool. We had a special request for Steve-On Pet Sematary before that. By the Ramones.
This is a live version, too. I never heard it before.
No, yeah. That's good. Yeah. Clash.
Uh-huh.
What song was that?
I believe Stay Free.
Stay Free, right. Yep.
Good one.
Footsteps in the Dark by the Isley Brothers before that. Interesting one. Matume with Juicy Fruit before that.
Nice.
Oh, I'm sorry, but in between those was Prince, Dirty Mind.
Oh, yeah.
You heard about Dirty Mind?
Good one.
Magic Sunday theme before that. No, that was the beginning of that set.
I like the Magic Sunday theme. Who wrote that? Where does that come from?
I wrote it.
That's good.
I said, this show needs a pulsing theme. And I went, bop, 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 bop. It made a pulse.
It's totally pulsing.
And I did it with a stick in my ass. It was really weird. Don't ask me. Let's do a listener mail.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think so. What do you think? Oh, let's find one.
Let's find a listener mail. You want to just do random blind mailbag? Blind mailbag? I'm just gonna pick
blind
one.
Blind mailbag.
All right. Okay. Which ones do these sound good? Too stoned to relate.
That yeah. Good, yeah. Right? Sure. Yeah.
I feel like this. We've already done this one. Somehow.
Two stones are late.
Yeah.
No, we haven't done
Dear
it.
Dr. Tracy. I mean
Magic Sunday.
Dear Magic Sunday. To give you... Okay, this is a listener mail from our good friend Hurting.
He's Hurting.
Hurting. Dear Magic Sunday Radio, to give you a quick rundown of what is going on, I'll just start from the beginning. My boyfriend and I met almost 3 years ago and have been dating ever since. 1 year into our relationship, I moved in with him into his parents' house.
Oh.
5 weeks ago,
big mistake.
A girlfriend decided to leave her husband for 6 months so he could sort out his drug problem. I moved out of my boyfriend's place to help her for the next 6 months.
Uh-huh.
I know that sounds strange, me moving out and living with my boy. Okay, whatever.
He's a virgin nurse breakdown.
Some. I don't like that.
I did, however.
Oh, okay. He's a habitual dope smoker, and I've begun. Okay, so basically, this boyfriend is a dope smoker.
Oh,
this fucking thing is so long. Okay.
She has.
When he comes over to sleep at my place, he makes every excuse under the sun why he can't stay the whole weekend. Then he tells me he hates that we can only see each other on the weekends. I approached him about this, and he told me that he doesn't want to spend the rest of his life surrounded by babies. And he doesn't like being at my place because of everything that has happened. I feel like I skipped way too much.
It's like there's babies at the
place. Yeah.
There's babies, yeah.
The last weekend was the worst. We did nothing but fight and moan and talk and compare.
Ugh.
We didn't even reach a
meeting. Oh, shit.
He is a habitual dope smoker, and I've begun to get frustrated with his illegal habits. I love this man, illegal. But I can't take the fact that every waking day he is stoned. I don't believe in drugs. Never have.
Call the cops on him.
So this weekend, I finally stood my ground, and I told him how I felt about his habit. But he told me it wasn't hurting anyway. The fact of the matter is that it's hurting me.
He's a fuck
yeah.
I know when I met him that he smoked, and it never really sat well with me.
No. He's obviously an insensitive loser to his feelings.
He's a piece of shit. For
like, I think she's a whiny.
She's a stupid.
What's wrong
lady.
With being stoned?
Nothing. What's wrong with not being stoned? A lot.
Yeah, why don't you stop being so uptight about everything?
You're stupid!
This guy's ruining his life with these drugs, though. Don't you understand?
No, not.
It's flushing him down the toilet.
He's saving his life because he's surrounded by fucking babies. How will you be surrounded by babies?
I wouldn't
want to
be with
be
this
stoned?
Chick all weekend either, I don't think.
She sounds annoying as crap.
I hate her. What's her name? Susan?
Well, yeah, that's because you guys are stoned right now. If you weren't stoned, you wouldn't be afraid of babies.
I love
it. And women,
no one said he's afraid of babies. Man.
Yeah, I'm not afraid of babies.
Babies
are definitely
somewhere. Though.
I don't want to be surrounded.
I'm afraid of babies.
You're afraid of babies?
Yeah. Because you are a baby.
Goo goo gaga?
It's true.
Was that scary to you?
No.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, yeah, I don't know. That's an age-old kind of question, you know, hey, this dude gets too stoned, you know, some girls get uptight, some guys get uptight about that. I say, if someone is, like, so stoned that they're acting like they can't even concentrate on you, that could be annoying after a while, right?
I just think that she sucks and that he knows it.
Yeah, probably.
That's all there is to it.
So you're saying
he's bored. Why would he use
He uses the marijuana
to escape.
To help him cope.
Yeah. That's
to escape the monotony of his boring ass stupid life. Well, I hope we answered your question.
When's the last time you used marijuana?
Who?
You.
Used? Like 3 seconds ago.
I used it
you,
to.
You use marijuana? You also use marijuana?
Yeah, so what? We're stoners. Legalize
I'm not
it.
A stoner. Don't. Okay, anyway.
I'm not a stoner. What?
Maybe just as bad as that guy.
You are worse than that guy.
Hold me down.
Okay, can we listen to music?
Yeah, let's listen to some about this fucking bullshit. Music. What do you want to listen to?
Something stonerific.
Something with the word baby in it.
Okay.
Something baby. Something
There's a lot of rock songs with something. Baby. How'd that one rock song?
Something with
baby,
baby something
baby.
With... What?
I thought you said something.
Oh, baby and stoning?
Baby and stoners. Baby stoners. Okay.
That's a new comedy from Seth Rogen.
Baby stoner?
Yeah.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, there's CGI, their faces on heads, and they smoke pot.
That's awesome.
And then they become developmentally challenged because they're too young to smoke.
That's not true.
I made this all up.
Okay, let's listen to music.
Okay.
Listen to music.
Let's listen to music. Fuck.
Thank you.
schalten wir das Radio an. Aus dem Lautsprecher klingt es dann.
going out of my door. I can know all things on earth without looking out of my window. I can know the ways of heaven. The farther one travels, the less one knows. The less one really can know all things on earth without looking out of your window. You can know the ways of heaven. The farther one travels, the less one knows. The less one. Arrive without traveling. See all without looking. Do all without doing.
It is a Battlestar Galactica song. It's called The Shape of Things to Come by Bear McCreary.
Mm-hmm. Are we on?
We are. We're back.
Cool. Not for long.
Not for long, guys.
Just long enough to run through the songs and to give you a good night. Good night. So what do we hear?
That was The Inner Light by The Beatles.
Beauty.
Before that, we had Autobahn by Kraftwerk. So that was an epic...
That was epic.
Jam.
So that was it, right?
Completely epic.
I think that was the only stuff in the last set.
Cool. Yeah. That was completely epic, yeah.
So two songs in that last set, and we're out. Guys, thanks for our special guest, Steve Allen.
Mm-hmm.
And Jen Foster.
I can't tap that.
Jen Foster?
Sing something.
Sing.
Here, here. Okay,
all right, everybody, have a beautiful week,
yep.
Right? Enjoy life, live it to the fullest.
Mm-hmm.
Take pride in yourself and those around you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye bye.
Good night.